Welcome to Health Matters. Today we are talking all about vitamins versus synthetic vitamins. Are your vitamins actually making you fat? We're talking natural dental care today, and I have a great recipe to make your own toothpaste. And this is fantastic, as well as seasonal summer depression and weight loss tips, of course, the importance of a high protein breakfast and some face yoga as well. So I want to say hello to everybody who's here today. Raina, hello. Scotians Mama, Melbourne, hello to everybody who's joining in. And I thank you for, and Jamila's here as well, Uncle Polly Mac. Nice to see you all. Thank you for tuning in. Now don't go anywhere. Remember, we do have our trivia section. So I'm live today. We have our trivia section of the show. And this week's giveaway is the Vitatree Calcium Powder. So I thank our sponsors at Vitatree who make the Health Matters show possible in the first place. And remember, for the quiz portion of the show, you do not need to answer the questions correctly. All I want you to do is to participate, try your best. But remember, now the questions are always coming from today's show, not from the previous week. So you do have to pay attention throughout the show today to be able to answer those questions correctly. Now I do want to have a shout out to last week's winners. So Thakira 1 was the winner of the Vitatree Vita Detox last week. So congratulations, Thakira. So please make sure that you are following everyone, Team Dr. J9, because if you are a winner, we need to be able to reach you. So if you are a winner, make sure you're following Team Dr. J9 so that we can reach out to you and get your address and send you the prize. Okay, so let's get started. Are your vitamins making you fat? So this is an interesting question, something that I brought up over the years. And recently in the news, there has been a lot of talk about the downside of taking vitamins, and not just any vitamins, I'm talking about synthetic vitamins. And most of the vitamins in the marketplace are synthetically made, usually from the petrochemical industry, which a lot of people don't realize. So unless your vitamin actually says on it a whole food supplement or whole food vitamin, most likely it's going to be synthetic. And a lot of people don't realize that 85 to 95% of the vitamins that are taken are actually synthetically made. So that's something that you definitely want to do your due diligence. Anything that you're putting into your body, you want to make sure it is from nature, of course, and that's where whole food vitamins, in my opinion, are definitely the better way to go. Now, in terms of your vitamins making you fat, is this a possibility? Well, the research is actually showing that yes, quite likely it is. So most recently, one study done on infants that were given infant formula, and of course infant formulas are enhanced usually with the synthetic nutrients. B vitamins, we know, enhance fat synthesis. So this is not just in terms of the study on the obesity rates, which was found was increased in these infants that were given the infant formula, but also we know that a lot of grain products are fortified with the synthetic B vitamins, and B vitamins enhancing that fat synthesis, is that something that we always want? Well, maybe not. So when we have to think about cereals, we think about breads, if you read the ingredients, if you're purchasing these and not making them yourself, then quite likely there are some added B vitamins in there. So this is something, even soy milks, almond milks have these extra B vitamins in there. They're enhanced, they're called fortified, so something to definitely look out for. It's something that I abstain from buying the fortified milks and the nut milks because of this is one of the reasons. And we also know that excess vitamin intake, as according to the research, can actually cause insulin resistance. So this is something that we know is also linked to leptin resistance, which I'll be talking a little bit about, and how to sort of manage that leptin resistance and get over that and actually fix that for yourself, as that's related to that weight gain that you may have endured. We also know that excessive synthetic vitamin intake can cause something called epigenetic changes. So these are biochemical modifications that affect the gene expression without changing the sequence of your DNA. So this can lead to certain diseases such as autoimmune diseases, cancer, we know is related to epigenetic changes, and it's called a mitochondrial disease. So this is something that we definitely want to be on top of. That's why, again, research shows that taking synthetic vitamins may not be in your best interest, and always getting your nutrients from whole food sources is the better way to go. So that is my tip for this week. And in terms of vitamins, make sure that your vitamins, if you are going to take them, that they say that it is a whole food supplement. So continuing on, I want to now talk a little bit about dental health. I've had a lot of questions about dental plaque and tartar. Is there something that can be done naturally? Well, let's talk a little bit about what causes these things. So what is plaque? Well, plaque is that sticky coating that develops on the teeth. It's also known as a biofilm because it does contain live bacteria. And these live bacteria feed off the carbohydrates that are in your mouth and in your saliva. Now, tartar is a little bit darker in color, and this is now calcified. So it's a harder calculus, as it's called, and it absorbs some of the minerals that are found in your saliva, and that's what helps to harden that tartar, and this is what needs to be removed by your hygienist, by your dentist. Some of the causes of dental plaque and tartar, and then also the cavities, are, of course, sugar in the diet, excess carbohydrates. Alcohol as well, unfortunately, changes the bacterial balance in the mouth and can be part of this problem. If you snack a lot, this is another reason that I'm against snacking, is that you are now, and usually you're not always going to brush your teeth after snacking, that you are changing that bacterial balance in the mouth, maybe especially if it's a carbohydrate type of snack, now you have higher prevalence, perhaps, of having those dental plaques forming. There's something else in foods that, even in healthy foods, called phytic acid. And this is found in legumes as well as nuts, some grains. And the phytic acids are known to break down the teeth. They cause more tooth decay. So one of the things, and this is my tip in terms of if you love nuts and seeds as I do, which do contain the phytic acid, one of the things you can do is soak your nuts overnight in a little bit of salt water. You can use lemon water as well, and this will help to remove that phytic acid, so it's not going to be as destructive to your teeth. So that's something, especially if you have a lot of cavities or if your kids have a lot of cavities, soaking those nuts will definitely have a beneficial effect, removing that phytic acid so that you will not be developing those cavities. Now, when we talk about dental cavities, there is something that you can do about this. So if you are prone or your kids are prone to having a lot of cavities, you can actually remineralize your teeth. So there are certain nutrients that you have to make sure that you're getting in the diet or maybe from whole food supplementation, like calcium, we know, which is the cornerstone of healthy teeth. Magnesium, so magnesium ensures that proper calcium absorption. Vitamin D3 also helps with the absorption of that calcium. And iodine, so iodine can be used topically as well with Lugol's iodine. I have a few videos on this, right on the teeth, especially if you know that there's a cavity in the region, and you can help to remineralize by using also a remineralizing toothpaste. So this is fantastic. I'm going to go over here. I'm going to share this recipe with you. We're going to mix up our own toothpaste, which actually helps to harden your teeth, remineralizes your teeth. It is fantastic, and my kids did the first taste of this, the first taste test. It's not a taste test, but the first test of this. And the first time they tried this, they were like, oh my gosh, Mom, you have to make this. This stuff is fantastic. Like, I mean, make it large scale because it was so amazing. So let's go over here, and I'm gonna share how we are making the toothpaste. So we are going to put into a little container, so ideally into a glass container, but if you do have the little tubes, you can purchase these online. You can purchase little tubes that you can fill up so that you have your little toothpaste. But here we go. So we have 8 teaspoons of a whole food calcium powder. So this is really important because that is what will actually remineralize the teeth. Now you can take your calcium internally as well. Usually something I do recommend for, of course, making sure that you are maintaining your healthy calcium status. And a lot of people who think that they're getting a lot of calcium from their dairy products and their food sources, you're not necessarily always absorbing that calcium, so that's going to be a big difference for you. We also have, so that was 8 teaspoons of our whole food calcium powder. Now we have 3 teaspoons of baking soda, so mixing this into my container as well. And I like to usually mix everything in glass. I don't love plastic things, as you know. I've talked about that in other videos, but in glass is better. As well as some xylitol. Now this is 4 teaspoons of xylitol powder. Now xylitol is a sugar alcohol. And what xylitol does is it helps to ensure that the friendly bacteria in the mouth are alive and well, and helps to protect the gums as well. So really important for dental health. And that's one of the things that I explain often when I'm on television, the whole balance about having your healthy microbiome in your teeth. So this is one of the things, that healthy diversity of your microbiome, that's something that you definitely want to ensure that you are maintaining, that good diversity of the probiotics, the good bugs in the mouth that will help to keep your teeth nice and hard. Now, the unfriendly microbiome in the mouth can have and look like this, and this means a lot of cavities, a lot more plaque, tartar buildup. And so xylitol is one of those ingredients that helps to keep that healthy microbiome in the mouth. So that's really important. That's why it's one of the ingredients in our toothpaste. So I'm going to mix up those ingredients a little bit to get that nice and blended together. And then I'm adding in my coconut oil. So 4 teaspoons of coconut oil. And this is, you can see it's the one that goes a little bit more solid at room temperature. And depending on where you live and the temperature of your home, this is going to change a little bit. It'll get a little bit more watery, of course, if it's very, very hot. But it just, in my home, forms the perfect consistency of the toothpaste when it is all mixed together within this. Now, because of the baking soda and the xylitol, it's a little bit gritty. You actually want that, because if you think about it, if you think of sandpaper, and that's maybe not the best analogy, but sandpaper on a bumpy wall, a little bit of that grittiness is going to help with having and removing that dental plaque on the teeth, which is fantastic. So when I mix this down enough, I will get the right consistency of that toothpaste and to be able to get it into my little tube. Now, one of the things that you can add, it's not necessary, but I really like this and my kids love this, was the peppermint essential oil. So this will give it that minty flavor, and we're adding 15 drops to my mixture. 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15. There we go. So 15 drops of the mint. Now you could also do cinnamon, you could do orange, whatever flavor you want. Mint, I think with toothpaste, it just goes hand in hand, and that's gives that sort of minty fresh taste after you're finished brushing your teeth. So I'm gonna have to work this a little bit, mix it all together, and then of course, if you wanted to, you could dip your toothbrush right into your jar as such. Just a pea-sized amount on your toothbrush and brush your teeth with that. Or like I said, once you've got it all mixed together, you can purchase these little tubes and have your own toothpaste at home. But you will love this. It is incredible. Okay, I'm coming back over here, and I hope you love that. We will share that recipe on my other social media accounts. Make sure that you're following me on my Instagram at Dr. Janine, and we will be posting that recipe there. Okay, it's time for our viewer spotlight. I'm going to get to that in just a second. I just want to say hello on TikTok to Jackie Balducci, Puddinga, did I get it right? Linda Marcelli, nice to see you. Hello, thank you for tuning in today. And Facebook question, what would help eliminate hypocalcification on the teeth, especially for kids? Exactly what we're talking about. So making the toothpaste, which helps to remineralize the teeth, watching the sugars in the diet, absolutely. No snacking, which I know is very difficult for children. And also watching, you know, the too many sweets and carbohydrates is going to, and the phytic acids in certain foods is going to offset that proper balance in the mouth. Healthy probiotics in the mouth, your calcium, your magnesium, and your vitamin D will help to optimize that calcium absorption as well. So we are going to go to our viewer spotlight in just a moment. It's so great to have you all here. So thank you for tuning in. And this is from Arletta. So Arletta is our viewer spotlight for today. And Arletta shares, I love the Dr. Janine show. Thank you so much for educating us every day and every week of the year. Now when I go to the doctor's office, I actually understand what the doctor is talking about. Thank you, Dr. Janine. God bless you and your wonderful team. So thank you, Arletta, so much. That's such great news. And I know that your review, your spotlight had even more wonderful information in there. And so thank you so much for sharing that. So if you want to be featured on our viewer spotlight, continue to share your great positive feedback with us here on the Health Matters Show. We appreciate all of the great feedback that we get, and maybe you will be featured next week. Okay, if you're just tuning in today on Health Matters, I'm talking about different topics that we haven't covered yet. So there's something called summer seasonal depression. I'm going to talk about that in just a moment, as well as meat versus plant-based. So this whole dilemma, which is healthier, and of course, in my opinion. And stay tuned for a great weight loss tip and also some face yoga still to come in today's episode. Okay, so what is this summer seasonal depression? Well, we know that it may be depending on where you live, and I know I have viewers all over the world. Have you noticed that the pollen has become a little bit more intense, especially in the last couple of years? And pollen can make people more agitated, more irritable, and alter their moods and also their day-to-day outlook on life. And some people really, in terms of the longer summer days now, need to rely on darkness. So circadian rhythms can have a lot to do with this summer seasonal depression as well, which we always think that seasonal depression is only, you know, mid-winter, January, February with the darkness, but this can actually happen in the summertime as well, because we rely on those light cycles in terms of having healthy circadian rhythms. And when we have those longer hours now, the daylight hours in our summer months, it can really mess up our sleep-wake cycles, and now our moods can be off as well, because we know that having regular sleep patterns has a lot to do with how we feel the next day in terms of our overall mood. So that's something that definitely to be aware of. Maximize your circadian rhythms by following, and if you don't know about that and natural sunlight exposure, please check out my other videos, because that's really important to get your circadian rhythms in sync. Now, if you do have questions, make sure you put it in the comment section and we will address your questions as well. Okay, this big topic comes up a lot. I see a lot on social media, red meat and the carnivores versus plant-based foods and diets. Well, it's interesting that red meat, in my opinion, and according to the research, is a better source of protein than some of the processed plant-based alternatives. And most recently, research from New Zealand universities has found that the absorption of the meat protein is far superior in the bioavailability. So that means your body's ability to actually use those proteins versus the processed plant-based alternatives. Now, in one human clinical trial, found that meat delivered more essential protein building blocks compared to the plant-based alternative. And another interview that I saw was a top allergist who had tested thousands upon thousands of patients over, I believe it was a 10 to 15 year span, and found that the least reactive foods, so when we talk about food sensitivities and allergies, but more so food sensitivities, the least reactive food at the top of the list was meat, so meat products. And that's true. I mean, and I used to do food sensitivity testing with my patients, and most people don't really react to meat as they would other foods, such as, we know, wheat and dairy, and some of the berries can be problematic. Now, it's interesting to note that lamb is one of the most hypoallergenic meats, since it's not exposed to usually wheat or dairy products during its growth cycle. As well as cows and chickens can be problematic in terms of food sensitivities, because they're often fed wheat and dairy products to help them to grow more quickly. And this, of course, can trigger those sensitivities and allergic reactions. Now, it's interesting to note that organically raised or pasture-raised, grass-fed, raised beef and chicken can be very hypoallergenic. So lower on that scale of the allergens, because they were not fed the wheat or the dairy products in their feed. So it just makes sense. Again, it's not what you are eating, it's what the animal, if you are not a vegetarian, it's what that animal was eating that makes the difference for your own health. Okay, so let's talk about weight loss. And usually in every show of Health Matters, I talk something related to weight loss. So what is the ideal breakfast? I've touched upon this before in previous episodes, especially when mentioning leptin resistance. And if you don't know what leptin resistance is, make sure you check out my entire series of videos on leptin resistance, especially if you're trying to maintain a healthy body weight, you're trying to lose some weight. If you have hormonal weight gain, which is really common, I know, for women, this can be very concerning. You just don't know what to do. You're dieting, you know, or you're watching your carbohydrates, you've changed your diet, you're eating more healthfully, you've increased, or, you know, maybe you're starting to eat and exercise better than what you ever have in your life, and you still don't see that weight coming off. What is going on? It's the hormones, and it's most likely related to this leptin resistance issue, which then has an effect on your insulin levels and not being able to balance your insulin and your blood glucose levels, which then we can get into the insulin resistance. So the two really do go hand in hand. So here's my tip: having a high protein breakfast. And what does high protein mean? A lot of people think, oh, I have an egg or two for breakfast and I'm good. That's not enough protein. So ideally, to fix your leptin signaling, to fix your protein breakfast, you have to have at least 50 grams of protein for breakfast. So what does that look like? That, I mean, if you do the math, you're kind of thinking, okay, an egg is what, like 7-8 grams of protein max? That is a lot of eggs. So you wouldn't necessarily eat all of those eggs to get your 50 grams, but you may do a high protein type of omelet. So you're gonna add maybe some meat, some steak into your egg omelet, maybe some cheese if you do tolerate it, avocado. I always love healthy fats for your breakfast for satiety so that you are staying full for longer. You may do some of my recipes, so you could do some high protein muffins, and you can make the high protein coffee or a shake as well. So a protein shake, which is going to give you a good amount of protein. Always looking for, again, a functional protein in terms of the type of protein that you're ingesting that is low carb. You don't want to have a lot of carbs for breakfast when you're fixing your leptin resistance. So aim for those 50 grams. This will help to keep you full longer, but will help with fixing your leptin resistance as well. Okay, so let's go to our face yoga now. So I promised that, and my intention is for every show, so please let me know in the comments, every show to do some type of beauty aspect, ladies, well, for the guys, of course, as well, but some type of face yoga or massage or some kind of thing that I do that I want to share with my viewers and my followers in terms of keeping, you know, nice glowing skin. So this is face yoga. Please let me know in the comments if that's something that you definitely want to see in every episode of Health Matters, because I want to hear your feedback. I mean, I'm guessing I know the answer, but maybe not. Okay, so for face yoga, which I love to do, and this is something that I do, I think it's more instinctual and habitual for me now. I just do it when I, even when I'm not thinking about it, I just do it automatically, but it really has changed the structure of my face, of course, and I do all things natural. I don't do a lot of the things that other women do. And no judgment, if you have done injections and things, that's great for you, but that's not me. I just don't want to put foreign objects into my body. So how do we do this face yoga? This is to boost our cheeks. So what can happen with aging is that these muscles in the face can become shrunken, just like other muscles in our body. We can lose that muscle mass as we're aging. And that's one of the reasons to have that high protein breakfast as well. It will really help to feed your muscles. But at the same time, we have to feed our muscles here by actually using the muscles of the face. So there's something called mewing. And what, it's really hard for me to demonstrate this, but what you're doing essentially is putting your tongue at the roof of your mouth. And by doing that, you are helping to change the internal structure of your cranial bones. And this will help to enhance especially this region here. So you can actually lift your cheeks by mewing. So all you're gonna do, and you have to, if you think about it, if this is the roof of my mouth and this were my tongue, you're trying to get the back of your tongue to the back of the top of your mouth. And you apply a little bit of pressure. You don't want to overdo this. You can get a headache if you overdo it, but you may have to practice at the beginning just to get this right. So let's do the mewing first. So you're putting the back of your tongue and the rest of your tongue at the roof of your mouth. Okay, ready? I like to do a little smile of this as well at the same time. Okay, everybody try this. 1, 2, 3. And you see how you have a little smile? I hope everybody could feel that. Now you're going to do the mewing, and then you're also going to do little smiles. And that is going to essentially, I want everybody, don't just watch me. This is, participation is required for this, okay? So I want everybody to try this. So put your tongue, so do the mewing, and then you're gonna do little smiles. Ready? 3, 2, 1. Okay, did everybody feel that? Can you feel like weird things happening in the roof of your mouth? I mean, it is incredible. The more that you practice this, I do this when I'm driving, I do this when I'm watching television, when I'm watching videos, you know, doing my research. I'm always doing this, and it really does make a difference in boosting your cheeks. So for people who get injections and fillers in their cheeks, you're gonna love the effects of doing this without the cost. It's free, okay? So there you go. I hope you love that. Please let me know. Try that for a couple weeks. So actually take a picture of yourself now. Try this for a couple of weeks and take an after picture. I wanna see those pictures because it's really incredible how you can really develop these muscles and really see that fullness coming back into your cheekbones. Okay, it's quiz time. So today we talked all about different topics. If you're just tuning in, I'm Dr. Janine. This is the Health Matters Show. I talk all things natural. Today we talked about, are your vitamins making you fat? We talked a little bit about summer seasonal depression, what that is. We talked about dental health as well. We made our own toothpaste. So I shared this recipe, which will soon be on my Instagram page. So it's great for everybody who tuned in today on YouTube, on Facebook, on Instagram, and on TikTok. Thank you, thank you, thank you. It is quiz time. We are playing this week for the calcium powder. So this is what you're playing for. I want everybody to do your best in your participation. Again, you don't have to answer the questions correctly to win this. Make sure you are, though, following Team Dr. J9 on TikTok, on Instagram, so that if you are our winner, that we can reach you as our winner for this week. Okay, are we ready? Everybody's here? Okay, I see my Facebook. Harvinder, hello, nice to see you. Yes, Harvinder had a question. So we mixed up the toothpaste a little bit earlier in the show. If you missed it, go back to the YouTube version of this show after we close the show, because it will live on YouTube and you can look up the mixture, how to do this. Great question. Does this help to restore the enamel of your teeth? Yes, it does. And that is amazing. So you will love it. Okay, question number one, everybody ready? Here we go. Question number one, which type of vitamins enhance fat synthesis? Which type of vitamins enhance fat synthesis? Something that I talked about. Does anybody have it? I'm looking for specifics. Sabrina. Yes, Keith had it. Donsall, good. A bit devilish. I like your handle name. Elsie Castles, hello. Nice to see you. Good, 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 good. So I think Instagram has it as well. I think Elsie Castles was the fastest on TikTok. Shoe Sim? Pink Rocks? John? 5782. A lot of right answers here. Scotian's Mama, I think, had it. Who else? Pudding GA, Melbourne, good try. Julie Camille, nice. Dr. Kalu Castle, good try. Liz Emrock, good try. Nice to see you all. Thank you. Oh, is this Ian? That's a good question. Why are dentists not in the teeth trimming business then? Good questions come up here on Health Matters. Everybody have the answer? Let me see. Oh, Sonia, good job on Facebook. Althea has it as well. Good job. Melbourne, good job. Yes, I like that answer. Very good. Behich has it as well. Good, good, good. Sorry? Zap Guys. Nice. Good job. Okay, so the answer was synthetic B vitamins. Yes. So B vitamins enhance fat synthesis, and this is why researchers are now looking at the correlation between enhancing our food supply with synthetic B vitamins, and is that causing some of our obesity epidemic, especially in North America? So good question. I would have to hazard a guess that, yeah, maybe it is. There is some correlation there. Okay, question number two. True or false? You can remineralize your teeth. True or false? This is too easy for everyone. True or false? Who's going to be the quickest on this one? True or false? Melbird, very quick. Good job. Elsie Castles Dontal, yes, yes, yes. Good job, everyone. Anybody else? Shusim has it. Good job. Arletta, good job. Zap Guys has it as well. Diva Organic, Liz M. Rock, Sabrina, Keith, John, 5782, Julie, Camille, good. Nadia as well, Uncle Polly Mac, Raina, good job. Sweet Jerry, good job. KQN has it as well. Pink Rock as well. Mona Pookie your eyes. Did I get that right? Good job. A Bit Devilish. Yes, good. Somebody's mom is here? Yes? Oh, Mona is somebody's mom is here. Jamila's mom? Wow. Okay, we think that you are Jamila's mom. Please confirm. Jellybean got it? Jilly Bean. And Sonia has it as well on Facebook. Good job, everyone. Paula on YouTube has it as well. Good job, everyone. Yes, of course, you can remineralize your teeth. That is true. Okay, final question for today. This one, I hope everybody was paying attention. It's Raina's mom. Okay, great. Nice to have you here. Okay, good. To fix leptin resistance, how much protein should your breakfast include? To fix leptin resistance, how much protein should your breakfast include? Let's see who was paying attention today. Thank you for the likes and thank you for everyone who shared today. Ooh, everybody, wow, oh my goodness. Such good students. Look at this. Melbourne was fast, the fastest again on TikTok. Uncle Polly Mac, Shusim has it as well. Shusim's very quick as well. Behich, Julie, Elsie Castles, Keith B, Sabrina, Donsel, Diva Organic, KQN, Arletta, Sonia on Facebook, good job. Pink Rock, Scotian's Mama, John, Nadia, Raina, Althea, N14 Roses, Pudding GA, Mona Pookie, your eyes. Good job. Dracula's Castle 666. Good job. Liz M. Rock, good job. Sweet Jerry, good job. I hope I didn't miss anyone. Mom of Sophia and Michaela, good job. Arletta and Sonia, I think I got you. Yes, yes, yes. Such good students. Thank you for everyone who shared today's episode as well. And thanks for all the likes and all of my new followers. Thank you for tuning in today. That was awesome. So there you have it. It was 50 grams. So 50 grams to enhance that healing of your hormones, fixing your leptin resistance and getting you well on your way to weight loss. So thank you to everybody who tuned in today. Today we talked on Health Matters about, are your vitamins making you fat? We talked a little bit about red meat versus plant-based. And I shared a face yoga technique and exercise to help to lift those cheekbones and really beef up and boost those cheeks. Now, for more tips on the leptin resistance, please check out my video, 9 Tips to Reverse Leptin Resistance. One of my goals is to teach you how to empower yourself over the healing of your own body, mind, and spirit. Be well, everyone. We'll see you next week.